This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Red hot Rebecca Ferguson will be joining the cast of the DreamWorks thriller The Girl on the Train opposite Emily Blunt. Ferguson, the breakout star from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, who played Agent Ilsa Faust, will play the role of a married woman in the adaptation of the hit novel. The story centers on a woman devastated by her recent divorce. She spends her commute fantasizing about a seemingly perfect couple who live in a house that her train passes every day. DreamWorks acquired movie rights to Hawkins' debut novel last year prior to publication, and boy are they glad they did. As listeners to this show know, The Girl on the Train has been number one for almost every week since its release early this year. It's currently number three on the New York Times bestseller list, and the movie will be released in the fourth quarter of 2016. There's lots of talk and some litigation over ageism in Hollywood with regard not just to actors and actresses, but to directors, writers, and other talent. Now it's an assistant director who worked on The Big Bang Theory who filed a lawsuit this week claiming age discrimination. Christopher Clausen filed suit in LA Superior Court against Warner Brothers Television, which produces the CBS sitcom. He claims the studio and members of the production staff reduced his work on the series over several seasons and illegally terminated him after the eighth season. 50 is the magic number in Clausen's lawsuit. He claims it was after he hit his 50th birthday that the crew conspired to cut him out of the production. We'll see how this turns out. Age discrimination is a big issue in youth-crazy Hollywood. A new crowdfunding campaign is seeking funds for a selfie stick attachment that puts you forever within arm's reach of becoming zombie food. That product is called the Zelfie, and a Kickstarter campaign launched this week is seeking $2,500 to make the first zombie selfie stick a reality. The Zelfie is a gross-looking zombie hand that can be mounted to just about any selfie or GoPro stick on the market. It instantly makes your pictures look as though you're being chased by zombies that are totally hungry for your brains. $2,500? Really? That's it? Well, I guess that's better than borrowing the money from your mom. The wave of international chains coming to LA continued this week with the opening of the first official U.S. location of Papa Rich in Monterey Park. A Malaysian comfort food chain with more than 100 outlets in 9 countries, Papa Rich hopes to popularize Malaysian cuisine through its coffee shop-like restaurants. Yum! Hollywood Forever Cemetery continues to pack in sellout crowds for its weekend outdoor movie series. The most recent film shown in the famous cemetery was A Hard Day's Night. The classic 1964 Richard Lester film starring the Beatles was projected on the mausoleum's massive white wall. Oh, and together with an amazing sound system, it's truly a unique night out in Hollywood. Coming up next, Apocalypse Now. Now, if that won't wake up the dead, nothing will. 5 Seconds of Summer sure know how to throw a party. The Aussie pop punk band recently rocked out in full force at the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. They were there to celebrate more than 100 million views of their music video, She Looks So Perfect. Congrats to 5 Seconds of Summer. Lady Gaga is playing the character of hotel owner Elizabeth on American Horror Story Hotel, the upcoming 5th season of the series. In her first week of filming, the cast and crew are already strongly praising her work. Show creator Ryan Murphy, as well as co-stars Kathy Bates and Matt Bomer, have already tweeted that she's been very impressive in her acting debut. Calling her lovely, a total pro, and terrifyingly genius in her role, Murphy revealed that he's been thrilled with Gaga's performance so far. Bates, who plays Iris, the character who runs the hotel, also tweeted about Gaga, saying, quote, "Gaga as Iris scared the crap out of me." Well, congrats, Lady Gaga. We can't wait to see you on American Horror Story. Taylor Swift has really made it a part of her 1989 tour to bring celebrities up on stage with her. This time around, it was legendary singer-songwriter Joan Baez and Academy Award winner Julia Roberts who joined Swift during her performance of Style at her concert in Santa Clara, California. The stars danced around on stage a bit, and Swift tweeted pics calling the pair her heroes. Previously, she's had Lorde, The Weeknd, Nick Jonas, Kendall Jenner, and Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order, among many others. Emile Hirsch pleaded guilty on Monday to misdemeanor assault stemming from a January incident at the Sundance Film Festival. The actor will spend 15 days in jail, pay a $4,750 fine, and have to complete 50 hours of community service. The charge will be dismissed from Hirsch's record upon completion of the terms in his plea deal. Hirsch, 30, was charged in February after he allegedly choked and knocked out Paramount Studios exec Danielle Bernfeld at Tao nightclub in Park City on January the 25th. The actor, who had been drinking the night of the incident and has said he doesn't remember it, entered rehab shortly after charges were filed. "I know it was completely wrong and reckless and irresponsible," Hirsch said in court. "I have no excuses for not remembering. I put those chemicals inside me." Bernfeld said in a statement from her lawyer that, quote, "the punishment does not fit the crime." Legendary Hollywood producer Bud Yorkin has died at the age of 89. Mr. Yorkin was widely known for his work with TV giant Norman Lear on socially relevant sitcoms such as All in the Family, Sanford and Son, and What's Happening, among others. He won 3 Emmys and was nominated for 4 more. In addition, the sitcoms he produced won a total of 25 Emmys and 10 Golden Globes. He was a co-executive producer for 1982's Blade Runner and was slated to produce its upcoming Denis Villeneuve-directed sequel. In recent years, it was Yorkin's ex-wife who came to his defense after Norman Lear's autobiography came out, and Yorkin was almost entirely left out of it. Yorkin had been suffering from dementia the past few years. R.I.P. Bud Yorkin.
The Trash Bin.
Diners at a swanky eatery were on the borderline of barfing into their chi-chi chow the other night. Apparently, Robin Thicke and his 20-year-old squeeze, April Love Geary, ravaged each other's naughty bits like horny jungle beasts. But instead of getting a room, they got a bathroom. The giddy, grinning couple finally emerged, bopped back to their table, then actually had the audacity to complain that their food had gone cold. Robin, Robin, Robin.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, in a widely distributed staff memo, rebutted a New York Times expose that portrayed the company as a brutal place to work. The article claimed that Amazon is a place where managers routinely weed out employees and backstabbing is encouraged. According to a New York Times report, the NSA's ability to spy on U.S. internet traffic has relied on its partnership with a single company, telecom giant AT&T. Apple said that it's hired over 11,000 women globally in the past year, 65% more than the previous year, to boost employee diversity.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Straight Outta Compton held off the competition for the third straight week.
The number one album.
Kill the Lights by Luke Bryan holds steady at the top of the charts.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the most popular app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Ghost at a Watchman from Harper Lee remains at the top of the charts. Hey Spinners, we're crazy about a band from England called The Foals who are releasing their fourth studio album this week. Known as an outstanding live band, The Foals have won the 2013 Q Award for Best Live Act, and they've also been nominated twice in the same category by NME. From their brand new album available now, here's The Foals with the song of the week and title track, What Went Down. From their new album, available now, that was The Foles with the song of the week and title track, What Went Down.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.